reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. What a game between two top five teams in Harrisonburg. Your team certainly battled very well with JMU and had opportunities right to the wire. As you have gone back and looked at this one, just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, it was definitely, as you said, a hard-fought CA contest. Great atmosphere. They had a remarkable crowd. It was a great day for CA football. And we played pretty good for three quarters out of the four. And, you know, to their credit, they made great plays at the end and kind of ran away with it at the end with the turnovers and 21 points in the fourth quarter to our zero. We came out of halftime, you know, down at half, came out third quarter and did well. And, you know, took the lead there, and then into the fourth quarters where it went a little sideways on us. And like I said, to their credit, their players made the plays that were there to be made, and we didn't. So we missed some opportunities, but you could say that on both sides of the ball. And both teams made some plays, and unfortunately for us, they made more plays than we did, especially down the end.
Daniel Smith throws for a career high 347 yards, three touchdowns once again, but had those picks. When you've gone back and looked at them, how many of them were forced? How many of them just decisions or balls he would like to have back?
Oh, gosh, we'd like to have them all back, I guess. But, you know, they made a great play. They were blitzing on the interception return for a touchdown, and he tried to get the ball out quick, and their safety broke on the ball. Hampton, I believe his name is, broke on the ball and made a great play and, you know, took it the distance. So that was the big one there. The other ones down the road, you know, any interception is going to kill you because it's going to end the drive, obviously. But, you know, that was probably the big one there. And the biggest play, probably the game that really turned the momentum, might even been the fumble behind the line of scrimmage by Daka. That was a really good play. We're in the lead at that point, and we fumbled the ball right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and they got the ball on our 39, and that's what allowed them to, three plays later, go down, I believe, and tie it up. So, and then the other ones down the road stopped drives on us. But the fumble that they were able to convert on a short field, and then our very next possession, we drove it down to their 20-some yard line, and then they had the pick six. And then we drove it again, and we missed a field goal. After that, the late interception late in the game, I believe Rashad made, you know, great catch. He kind of pinned it on his thigh there and kept it off the ground, and that stopped another drive. But at that point in time, you know, we're down two scores. So at that point, we got to – everyone knows that we're going to throw the ball, and they pinned their ears back with a real good three-man rush and actually sacked us three times at the end of the game. But, you know, the big turnovers were the fumble and then the pick six for sure.
Want to talk about – we've talked a lot about all the great receivers around the conference today, but your guys, Changa Hodge, eight catches, 134 yards, a couple of touchdowns, hit some big plays for you at JMU. And then Jaron Haig has been really good, five catches, 86 against JMU, but 17 receptions, I think, over the last 3 weeks. Just how have you seen those guys develop and contribute this season?
Well, they're doing a great job. Dan's dispersing the ball and getting it around to a lot of different guys. Changa had a big game. He was able to get behind the defenders a couple times and, you know, had the big touchdown there with, you know, the ball, the skinny post there. And then Jaron Haig, for a freshman, he's been playing really well for us, as well as a lot of our other receivers and tight ends. So it's been good. You know, thankfully we've been able to keep those guys healthy as far as our wide receiving core. We kind of got banged up there the previous couple seasons. So with the opportunities that they've been able to do, and Dan's been spreading the ball around really well, it's been good. So to see those guys perform the way they have was has been exciting, and hopefully that can continue.
Obviously tough being without Justin Covington on Saturday, rotating a couple of freshmen, only 44 yards on the ground in that game. How are you handling the position going forward, and do you think you might have Justin back?
Well, right now we're just waiting and seeing how things are going to go with Justin. He and his mom, we're actually on fall break this week as well as having our bye week, so most of our players left campus for a couple of days, and Justin's up at home, and he and his mom are going to have a conversation, and then they're going to come down and talk with our medical staff and try to determine what's the best thing for Justin moving forward. So we're not 100% sure what's going on there just yet, but, you know, not looking great in his return. other than that, the freshman guys, D-Will Barley and T.D. Ayodele Jaye, are doing a great job for us. Jalen Jackson, our sophomore running back, was also out for this past week. So, you know, but we knew we were going to have to throw the ball. Well, JMU has the best running defense in the league against the run. So we knew we were going to put the ball in the air a little bit more than normal. And, you know, we did that. But, you know, to their credit, again, they made plays, and we did when the opportunities came where we did try to run the ball. We weren't able to sustain a very good running attack this past week.
Defensively, I thought you guys played pretty well most of the day, especially against the run there until the till the, you know, the big play late in the fourth quarter. How did you feel like they did on that side of the ball?
Our guys on defense did a great job. Now, the ironic part about it, in the first half, I think we're one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team, as far as getting off the field on third down. And in the first half, JMU converted 8 of 11 third down conversions. So, you know, that kept their drives alive in the first half. And then I think we came out and we settled down in the second half defensively. I believe we held them to 1 of 5 third down conversions. But, you know, the fourth quarter, when Latrell snapped off that 69-yard run, we're in a blitz situation, and you know, he broke two tackles. He broke one at the line of scrimmage with one of our linebackers, and then he ran through another one with one of our safeties. And when you get through the first two levels and you're in man coverage behind it, there's no one left in center field, and Latrell was able to sprint that thing all the way to the end zone, to his credit. So you know, minus a couple missed tackles, I thought our defense played well. And you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to force any turnovers in our favor, and you know, had the four against us. So when you're playing anybody in this league, or just about anybody in this league, or anybody at all, I know that JMU was able to sneak a win out the week before in overtime at Stony Brook when they had four against them and weren't able to get any in their favor and still were able to secure the win. But odds are definitely against that happening, and obviously didn't happen in our favor this week.
You were able to get some pressure on Ben DiNucci. I think four sacks in the game. Forrest Ryan with another big afternoon, 13 tackles and a couple of those sacks. Did you think you did a good job at least getting to him, making him a little uncomfortable?
I think so. You know, he had some errant throws at times because of the pressure, and then, like you said, we were able to get to him four times. So, you know, we did add some pressure this week compared to the week before. And, you know, our defense played well. Our defense really played well. You take that 70-yard run away. I think they're averaging probably closer to 250, 260 per game rushing, and I think we held them to, you know, 190. And if you take the 70 away, now it's much less than that. So I think the defense played well. We just, like I said, to James Madison's credit, they made the plays when they needed to make them, and we came up short. So, you know, we'll get to the bye week and hopefully get some of our guys back and, you know, have a little more depth on the defense, so maybe you're not putting the guys like Forrest and those guys aren't going to have to play the whole game. We can have a little rotation and maybe be a little more fresh in the fourth quarter.
One of the guys you did get back from injury was Darryl McDaniel, and he comes up with a career-high 8 tackles. What does it mean to have him back on your defense?
Well, it was great, you know, starting safety there, and he's able to fill, and he's a good run defender, and did a great job coming up and making some big hits at times, and, you know, like you said, 8 tackles. So if we can get him back, and then hopefully we'll get number 7, Julian Williams, back, who's one of our other strong safeties, and Keeling Hunter, our linebacker, get him back in the rotation. So, again, Forrest and Drew Wiley and some of those guys aren't going to have to take as many reps as maybe they did this past weekend. So, but Darryl did a good job. He had a really nice game for us, and, you know, hopefully we can, like I said, just continue to have him progress as he continues.
You touched on the fact that you have the bye week, which coincides with fall break, and after playing, you know, with the early start to the season and playing 5 of your first 7 on the road, how good to get a break for your guys?
Oh, it'll be good. It's I think it's really good that the fall break of not having any classes, for that to be the same time and line up with our bye week, it is good, because, you know, it's been long season for everybody, but, you know, playing in that week 0 game adds that extra week to our guys. So it's good that they don't have class and they're able to get away from football for a little bit. And like I said, a lot of them actually have been able to go home and see their families. So that's always a good thing when you have an opportunity to do that.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time this morning. Enjoy a little bit of an off week, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.